This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
A section of Milwaukee's northwest side is home to America's most incarcerated zip code. Community advocates say stabilizing their neighborhoods will take better services for people returning from prison. Ross Terrell reports on why some advocates say better access to housing is vital to rebuilding life outside the criminal justice system.
Andrew Hopgood spent 8 years waking up and going to sleep in a prison cell. He was serving time for a robbery charge. When he was released in 2008, he lost his shelter that prison provided him every night. Initially, he stayed with family.
When I got out, I stayed with my dad for a while. That got kind of hard for me because I had a hard time finding a job, and I couldn't pay the rent. And things had got so bad between me and him, we almost came to blows, and I just left.
When he left his dad's, he had no job or source of income. Hopgood, like so many others, had to figure out how to find housing with no way to pay for it. He started going to Project Return, a program which helps formerly incarcerated people reintegrate into society. He's been going there for over a year. Wendell Haruska is the executive director of Project Return. He says formerly incarcerated people not being able to pay for housing is a problem he sees every day.
That's a concern for landlords to be able to rent to those individuals because they don't know if they're going to be here a month, a couple months, or if they're in for the long haul.
Thomas LaBelle has studied criminal justice for over 10 years and is a professor at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. Talking near the campus, he says that makes finding a place to live a daunting task for formerly incarcerated people.
Some studies have suggested that perhaps 10% or more of people returning home from prison might be homeless at some point in the first year or two, after their release from prison.
Within 6 months after his release, Hopgood found himself as a member of that 10%.
I know what it's like to have slept in abandoned cars. I know what it's like to have walked the streets all night in the cold and had nowhere to go. I know what it was like to sleep in the drug house all day, all night long, waiting on daylight because I didn't have nowhere to live.
He says that made it impossible to get his life back on track.
If you're not stable and don't have a place to live, man, it's hard to function, man. It's hard to concentrate on working a job and getting off work every day, and you don't have nowhere to go.
After 4 months on the street, Hopgood caught a break. His friend introduced him to a woman who ran a shelter. This shelter allowed him to look for a job and focus on overcoming his drug addiction. Other shelters had restrictive curfews or didn't allow him the freedom to search for a job. Now, he lives in another facility that's rent-free until you have an income. After that, rent is kept at 30% of your earnings. The stability has allowed him to pursue an education at Milwaukee Area Technical College and set career goals.
I want to work with the homeless and people who are addicted. I just want to be able to assist people, to encourage people to come away from that lifestyle.
But if Hopgood ever decides to look for a place on his own, he will have to deal with the stigma of once being in jail.
Once you're a criminal, you're a criminal. Once you've done something wrong, that's who you are. It's all about forgiveness, man. It's all about putting yourself in somebody else's shoes.
Advocates such as Haruska remain hopeful this challenge will become easier. He says what it comes down to is people willing to give former felons a second chance.
Take it on a case-by-case basis. We tend to group everybody into one pocket here. We tend to group people together. And the reality is that just because people might have committed a similar offense does not mean that they are in a similar mindset.
The Milwaukee Common Council recently voted to eliminate questions about past convictions on employment applications. Haruska says if efforts like this translate to housing, prisoners can start to believe they actually have a chance of finding a place to live. Ross Terrell, Wisconsin Public Radio.